I filled it in. No time for that doubt, they counted me out, I'm getting it in. No time for no loss, I'm
Pacers, we're gonna make the playoffs. It didn't end so well for you, brother.
If you ain't thinking the same, then we playing by different rules. You can't see the vision, we living at different views. Until we complete the mission, keep getting up, never snooze. I walked a mile in my shoes, had the mind of a fool.
You fell asleep at the trade deadline when we had a trade to get Kyle Lowry out of here.
Found the time to get to it, they told me. I couldn't do what they told me. I couldn't make it, they sold it, could never break it. That's sadly mistaken. I need a piece of the pie, I want it so bad I can taste it. They told me, like, told me, keep running toes, they gonna take
this is what we got
to tell. Doing this.
No time for that doubt, they counting me out, I'm getting it in. No time for no loss, I pay for the cost, I'm willing to win. Refuse to lose, I'm built to win. Apply myself, I filled it in. No time for that doubt, they counting me out, I'm getting it in. No time for no loss, I'm paying the cost, I'm ready to win. Refuse.
We had to meet right quick. Where Tiger?
Right here.
Oh, wow.
I got an echo.
It's a good intro,
right here.
There we go. So, Ty, you was giving me a quick echo right quick. But everybody, that's welcome back to Refuse to Lose. Of course, y'all know we got this quick boxing panel going on right here. So, I'm going to just remove you right quick, Ty, and then I'll bring you back in just 1 second after I get this slight work out of the way. So welcome back to Refuse to Lose. Of course, man, y'all know we're streaming live on 3 platforms right now. We're on X or Twitter, if you're an original. Then we're on Facebook, and we're also on YouTube right now. And of course, you all see the panel we got going on here. So when Ty come back, I'll add them back. But y'all know what time it is when we got Ricky Fast Camp. We got my man Steve here. Ty will be joining us, and I got another special guest. My homie Rail going to be joining us as well once we get started. First things first, man, I want to say how y'all fellas doing.
Yeah, doing good.
Oh, Steve, you might got to unmute yourself. Yeah. We had some technical difficulties in the beginning with the sound, but we just had to get it right. All right, when we figure it out, man. So,
yeah.
There you go, my man. We live. All right, my man Ty back. So, we're going to bring Ty up here right quick. There we go. So, Ty, how you feeling, man?
Doing great, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing better than Derrick James. That's all I'm saying. So, of course, y'all know we got these 3 topics we got to go over. We're going to go over the undercard, the pre-fight, and then the main event, you know. So we got to first things first. We're going to start off with Yugas versus Barrios, and we're just going to get some quick reactions to that, man. And we're going to start from – I'm going to start with you, Ty.
To me, Yugas took too much punishment in the face like he did his other fights. Barrios obviously won that fight easily. To me, I think Yugas probably need to think about retiring. I actually don't see him beating anybody else that's like a top fighter. Let's just start fighting fights just to get money. But other than that, I don't see him fighting anybody good or beating anybody. So I think he should probably just retire. Plus, I think his eyes messed up too.
Yeah, he took a lot of punishment. That eye was like, he was winking at me. Ricky, what's your take on that fight?
Yeah, I agree with Ty. Yugas definitely showing them signs that it's time, you know, because to get dropped with a jab, it's time. Because his will is there, but his body is not catching up to his will. So he need to go ahead and just go ahead. He had, he already finished strong. He had a belt. He's for the top of the top, you know, the best of the best. So he need to go ahead and retire to that. But Barrios definitely looked good after coming up from them 2 losses, that beating from Keith Thurman and that loss from Tank. So I think for Barrios, it looks good for him. You know, he can still keep going, keep pressing forward. He definitely looked good against Yugas, but I'm not too sure if it was because he fought Yugas or he done improved himself. So that's my take on it.
Fast Camp.
Yeah, I mean, shouts out to Barrios, man. That was a good win for him. Ugas, like, you know, everybody else saying, I mean, he has nowhere to go but, you know, to, you know, be a journeyman, you know, be a gatekeeper. I think it's the eye is definitely an issue for him. He's he bet all over time. They said he got 15 mil, you know, coming from where he came and doing what he had to do in his life. Bro, just, you know, chill out. Open you up a gym and chill. You know what I'm saying? You did enough. You did your thing. So, you know, keep going. I just don't see him being competitive with the youngins coming up after him to, you know, Barrios ain't the cream of the crop. So now you go stepping in there with, you know what I'm saying, some of the young lions, the real lions, they'll hurt him a little more. So he probably just go ahead, retire. I mean, you know, hats off to him. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, his style ain't working no more. And it just is. So, you know, hang it up.
Steve, what's your take on that fight, man?
I do agree with y'all, but as far as daggone Barrios, to me, that weight class is just too daggone strong from him. He was supposed to beat a daggone Ugas like that. Of course, he's old, he's done. Barrios is a good fighter, and that's it. In that weight class, they are too strong for him. I actually looked at the daggone Keith Thurman fight, and or for him to let a daggone Thurman come back after those years off and actually daggone beat him like that, it showed me that Barrios is not for that weight class. Oh, because all the top fighters in that weight class are strong, and he can't take no punches. He was supposed to beat him like that, or because daggone Spence actually finished Ugas. Or that was just a money fight for him. Or so, if I was Barrios' coach, I would take him back down. I would put him in a lower weight class. Me. Yes, he's a good fighter, but that weight class is just too strong for him.
Yeah, I agree.
But Ricky, you said something about his body and will. Like, his mentality is like, I can still fight, but his body just breaking down on him.
Yeah.
And Fast Camp threw out there that he could be a gatekeeper. But if his body breaking down on him, how you gonna block somebody?
He can't be the gatekeeper. He can't. Nah, I can't see it. Cause it just like Steve was saying, that weight class is powerful. So you know, up and coming fighters is gonna be fast and powerful. So yeah, I think it's done for him.
Well, I mean, the fight, we really ain't gotta say too much about that fight because we clearly seen what it was. It was for the money.
Yeah.
Barrio showed that he can still do it. I mean, you just showed us that your mental is always there at some point, but your body will break down. And once the body goes, then the mind goes.
Yeah.
Right.
So with that being said, we got to go to the next fight of the night. Some would say it's another steal. What's going on with boxing and these refs, man? They just, these judges, what side of the fight they looking at? You know what I mean? Oh, this didn't just do that. Hold on. You still can't hold on. I gotta come right back, fellas. Give me like 5 seconds.
Okay.
I'll run the show real quick.
Go ahead. Now go ahead, take it fast, Cam.
Nah, you go ahead. All right, Ricky, let me know what you thought about Lubin and Ramos Jr. All
right, so Lubin, he started out good. I like to see that he started out good. He sounded like he was trying to control the fight. But Ramos definitely, I feel like he should have won because he did enough to win. Even though I feel like for some reason it was like he was trying something different from his previous fight. You know, he wasn't trying to press the issue when I feel like he should have pressed the issue because he definitely would have got the victory if he continued. But something, I guess something Lubin did or something about Lubin made him not want to press the issue. I guess it was that jab, because Lubin definitely was popping that jab on him. But Lubin didn't do enough. And I don't know how in his head he felt like he did enough. And if you want, and then Lubin should know, you don't want to be called a gatekeeper no more. You gotta give that, you know, star performance. You can't keep fighting like a gatekeeper. And I feel like he fought like a gatekeeper in that Ramos fight, and the fight should have went to Ramos. And Ramos gotta learn too. A hard lesson in this game. When you fighting gatekeepers and on up, you gonna have to fight them refs too. You can't be no close fights. That's why you gotta press the issue early and finish strong. So I hope Ramos learn from that for his next fight.
I'm good. Y'all can keep the conversation going. I'm back. I'm just letting y'all know I'm back. Thank you, bro.
I'm going. Go ahead, Ty. Let me know what you thought about.
I think, of course, Ramos won that fight because he had Lubin up against ropes like most of the fight, and Lubin just kept allowing himself to get back into ropes. And then I know, like Ricky was saying, that Ramos was fighting kind of different, but he said he was trying to show that he can fight a different kind of style. I don't know why he did that, because he could have easily won that fight easier than that. I think he probably could have actually knocked him out if he had fought his regular fight. I don't know why he was doing that, but he still should have won that fight. I don't know how the refs had, because one of the refs had Lubin winning, like, what, round four and up. I don't know what
fight. That's crazy.
I don't know what fight they're watching, because right. I see he probably won five at the most rounds, at the most.
It was seven on up.
So I don't know what fight they were watching, but yeah, I think they stole the fight from him, to be honest.
Yeah. Yep. Go ahead, Nas.
Go ahead, Steve.
I do agree with y'all, but I got to say this, fellas, it's an old saying, can't leave it up to the judges.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to finish him. It ain't no, I should have did this. No. Yes, he did win the fight. Lubin, I think exactly like y'all, but and crying, finish him. And the refs can't say nothing, but he go the winner, a daggone TKO, or a daggone knockout. That's one thing about boxing. Yes, our refs will be seeing a whole bunch of daggone crazy stuff, but you can't leave it up to the refs.
That's a fact.
Right. So, and I have to say this, and this is what actually makes me mad about a whole lot of trainers. You got all the rounds. Why not go five or six rounds all to the body, all to the arms? Break them down in the seventh and the eighth. Go for the kill and finish him. But all that, I want to box with him. No. It got to be the game plan, and it got to end with a knockout or a TKO. Oh, that's just me.
Yeah. I feel you. I'm jumping in. Yeah, give me that. Same for the fellas. It was up to Ramos to get the win. Ty said with the judge, the scorecards. I mean, you know, you fighting against a lot. You know, you fighting against your name. You fighting against Lubin's name or whatever. Right, so that's why people are favoring. They know what they're getting from Lubin. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Versus, you know, you coming up. Ramos had plenty of chances to pour it on. He had plenty of chances to, like you said, I don't know if it was a KO coming, but it definitely could have been an overwhelming TKO of a barrage of shots. Yeah, he definitely was there with it. I mean, because... You know, Lubin's facial expression seems like he was out and confused, and his his corner, you know, too, like they had nothing. So yeah, it's really hopefully Ramos learns from this, circle back around, get himself back into position, you know, take, you know, or go ahead and you know what I'm saying, above this fight or whatever. But as far as Lubin, he lost his step to me. He ain't seem right. He ain't seem right at all. Like, the Charlo, you know, was early, but I think that that Fundora fight really took a lot out.
Yes.
He not going for the kill like before. You know, that fight, he looked very weird, but I think his name won him the fight. His name got him in position with the judges, and there's no stepping up for him. Ain't no stepping up for Lubin, because if he fights like, you know what I'm saying, he fought in the last fight, they're going to take him out again. So that's my take.
And when I agree with you 1,000%.
And when you said something about the corner, you were talking about Ramos corner or Lubin corner?
Lubin corner, they had no answers for it. I felt like, well, both corners had some issues with his corner not to press him to finish Lubin. But there was some rounds in like the 9th, 10th, and 11th where Lubin seemed confused. Confused, like he didn't, like nothing was working. And that's just what I felt I saw or whatever. And I just feel like I said, I'm a coach's coach. So therefore, it's like, if you ain't serving no plan A, B, C, D, or, you know, telling every round, seeing what happened in that round, he leading with this, he going this way. If you ain't doing that for me in the corner, all you doing is yelling, hyping it up, taking tone to me. That's just not my type of coach.
Yes. Okay, because I was gonna say that's exactly what his coach was telling. His coach was like I was his coach, because he was saying something that I don't even coach boxers. I'd have just been like, "Hey man, what you doing, man? You gotta put your hands up. You gotta hit him with a bing, bing, bing. Give me." He's like, "Can you do that for me?" And Lubin was like, "I think so." I'm like, "Hold up." And then he even had a moment where he like pulled him to the side. You know, we all been there where our mother's like, "I don't care about these cameras."
Yeah.
Like, he said that. I was like, "Hold up, is this his uncle? Like, what's going on here?"
And that's how he is, though. I forget his name, but he you know, he do a lot of that, but he ain't doing no teaching. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, he might be a good coach, you know what I'm saying, or okay coach, but every time I see him, he bout that curses. Oh, you got to do this, you know, step into him and this, and it's more like toughness rather than teaching.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right.
So in this situation, let's say you are Lubin's coach at this moment. What are some of the things you would have told him to do different? I'm gonna start with you, Steve. I'm gonna start with you, Fast Cam, and then I'm gonna ask you the same thing, Steve.
Okay. I definitely would have brought the fight, countered him coming in, because I thought Ramos was wild, but because Lubin was so reserved, it was getting in. He was outworking him. So, you know, if you got a guy that's gonna outwork you, because we do know Lubin throws single shots.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a, you know, combination puncher or nothing like that. He goes off that, you know, hammer, and he wants to hit you with like one of them one punches or whatever. So he needed a better timing. He needed better ring generalship to move around, step around, counter that, you know, counter certain, you know, punches that he was doing, but actually stick a punch in. I didn't feel like he used. Yeah, I never really saw him like try to press his power. We know he got knockout power, but I feel like he never tried to throw it, because dude was coming in, Ramos was coming in, you know what I'm saying, kind of aggressively, wild, you know, and all that, and landing stuff that there were plenty of times he could have countered him, you know, just to offset. Yeah, you got a person throwing a lot of punches, may they be fast or whatever, but there's always timing. There's always, you know, opportunities to catch them. So I just would have, you know, play, you know, up my counter punching, but also when I land it with that thunder like he said he got.
Okay, Steve.
Well, I agree with you 1,000%. I want to see everybody work off that jab. It's called boxing. If you work off that jab, everything else, it will come. Plus, it's a lot of rounds. Oh, you got to touch their body and their head. Everything off the jab. Lubin played safe. He just played too safe. So that's why I did not understand why that other guy just didn't finish Lubin. Or because Lubin wasn't there to fight. Almost like our next fight. He wasn't there to fight. So I'm just saying, he just played it too safe, man. He should not have won that fight. No way, shape, or form. All because his name, like y'all said, that's the only reason why he won that fight. He played it too safe. Mm-hmm. He did not press the fight. And that's how I feel.
Ricky, Ty, y'all want to add on? Y'all got something to add to that?
Nah, I agree to everything they said. Yeah. I couldn't say it any better.
Well, I'm mad my connection messed up. at the wrong time, because now we got to take a quick commercial break. We got to pay some bills right quick, and we're going to come right back, okay. And we're going to get to that main event. So y'all stick around. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
My name is Lambo Anlo.
This is Dimitri.
This is Ed Hahn.
My name is Daryl Julian, and this is
Refuse to Lose Sports.
Refuse to Lose Sports.
Refuse to Lose Sports.
Mind it can't be diffused. If you ain't thinking the same, then we playing by different rules. If you can't see the vision, we living in different views. Until we complete the mission, keep getting up, never snooze. I walked a mile in my shoes, had the mind of a fool, chasing diamonds and jewels. Trust me, I was confused. Started minding my business and used my mind as a tool. Ended up finding my purpose and found a time to get to it. They told me I couldn't do it. They told me I couldn't make it. They sold it, could never break it. That's sadly mistake. And I need peace to the pie. I want it so bad I can taste it. They told me, like, told me, keep on running. Toes, they gon' take them.
Refuse to lose, built to win. Apply myself, I felt it in. No time for the doubt, they counted me out. I'm getting it in, yeah. No time for no loss, I pay for the cost. I'm willing to win, yeah. Refuse to lose, I'm built to win. Apply myself, I felt it in. No time for the doubt, they counted me out. I'm getting it in, yeah. No time for no loss, I'm paying the cost, I'm ready to win, yeah, refuse.
And just like that, we back. Now, it's funny though, because I said we here for the main event, and my man showed up.
Oh, on time.
Yeah, he showed up at the right time. But I got to edit some things in the background so I can add everybody in.
I can't hear.
You can't hear, Ty? Hold on, remove you and you come right back, Ty. Man, something about them technical difficulties with the sound today, man. We got my man, Real. Oh, you on mute, bro. You gotta unmute yourself. You on mute. You on mute. Nah, we can't hear you.
I couldn't hear y'all leave. Y'all keep me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
What's up with y'all?
Ain't too much. You came in at the right time because we're just about to talk about this undisputed super middle heavyweight fight. You know, we got Canelo versus the big lion. Or should we say little Charlo? Or should we say little lion? Or cub? We don't know what he is anymore.
Just Jermaine.
So we got to talk about the reaction to that. I'm going to get Ty back in here while you guys are still talking. So I'm going to start with you, Ricky, man. What was your take on that fight, man?
Man, I was upset. I feel like that fight wasn't really entertaining, all because of Charlo, the way he went about it. It just looked like a typical sparring match, to be honest. He didn't give nothing. I can't even defend him. He didn't give nothing. All he did was, you know, allow himself to get beat up and did what he could to survive. And you're gonna lose. You're gonna at least die on your shield or something. Like, go hard. Like, go hard or go home. But he made Canelo defense look real good. Like, he just looked too scared and timid. But Canelo, you know, of course he come out there do his thing. You know what I'm saying? As always, I already felt like Canelo was going to win anyway. So I can't really add too much on it. Just disappointed in Charlo. And I don't see no point in fighting his twin brother even after this one. He done messed the money up for the family.
Fast camp.
Yeah, I mean, you can't knock Canelo. Like, I mean, he ate what he ate. Like, he did exactly what he did. You can't even fault him for not getting for finishing him, because that was all Jermell's issue. You know, you can't. Sometimes it's the hardest thing in the world to knock out a dude that's running from you and can't, you know, and you know not willing to engage. He got his hands up. I mean, he was looking like Winky Wright out there, joint. I ain't never seen it like that or whatever. Jermell, that really let me down. I really wanted him to do something. I really wanted him to make a fight. I really wanted him to be that Lions only. Coming from that gym, you know, him and Earl, you know, you see how Earl went out. You know what I'm saying? You was expecting expecting him to drop. He wasn't fighting the whole fight, and then when he got knocked down, he really pulled back. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I mean, he took that. He went in there for that $6 million, like they said he got. And but it seemed like he went in there from the start. That was the game plan. Let me get this. Keep my face clean. You know what I'm saying? Like when you look at it, like this is the kicker. When you look at the press conference after, Canelo's more marked up than him.
Right.
That was the weird thing is that it's like that shows you just how much he was winking in that jump. You know what I'm saying? Just staying away. And I don't know where he goes from here. I mean, it's boxing, so it's possible. You know what I'm saying? It's possible he knocks out Zude and, you know, get himself right back in the name, get himself right back to Undisputed. But, I mean, he got to do some damage control. That was probably the worst attempt at a fight by a fighter I've ever seen. And then it makes it 10 times worse of how much trash did they talk. So, you know, Jamel, you got to come back to something. So,
they be talking a lot of trash.
This guy stinks!
Hey, the producer in the background turning up right now. Steve, what's your take on that fight, man?
I agree 1,000%. I mean, I'm like, y'all, I would not let him fight for the rest of the year. He looked terrible. He ain't put no kind of effort in it at all. He literally laid down. Mm-hmm. He did not want to fight. And exactly like you said, it's hard to knock out somebody that's running. And he was running. So as far as him actually daggone coming back, I don't see it happen. All because everybody that he fights now is coming strong at him because they know he got that quit in him.
Mm-hmm.
All these up and coming young fighters are gonna come hard at the Charlos, all because of his way of not wanting to put forth effort. And honestly, a dag on me, personally, I would have cut his purse in half, man. He looked terrible. He looked terrible.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
Ain't no next time, producer. Ain't no next time. Real, I seen
and that's all
back.
I gotta say, man. He looked terrible.
I seen you sitting back over there, man. I know you got a lot on your mind. Boy.
So, man, check this out, bro. For one, like how y'all said, ain't no more next time. I ain't never watching another Charlo fight, bro. Because the thing is, it was so terrible, brother. Wizzo, it couldn't have been nothing but intentional. And I'm not even saying that I had him going in there knocking out Canelo or nothing like that, bro. But you could obviously see, brother, he was holding back. He wouldn't let his hands go for nothing.
Yeah.
Even you could see that he intentionally went in there just to not get knocked out, just to survive. Because even with him moving around and, you know, like how Brett was saying, running, it with him utilizing the space in the ring, he was creating opportunities for himself, bro. You hear me? He created an opportunity, but just sit there. Sit there and look at him and wait for Canelo to do his thing and then back up to the rope and let Canelo get his off. You get what I'm saying? Like, in comparison to all his other fights, his fight with Castano, his fight with Harrison, when do you ever really see Charlo on a back foot like that? I mean, he was on the back foot in Castano 1 like that, but when he came back to try to in the second fight, he was walking him down. You hear me? Like, being aggressive. You ain't seen not once did he try his hand to chase Canelo down. I mean, he didn't have to because Canelo was coming to him, but don't put yourself on the ropes, bro. Stand your ground and get, you know what I'm saying? You got to get his respect. He ain't try to do none of that. He let his hand go here and there, but he'd throw 1-2 or jab. And he ain't even have no type of negative intent behind his jab, bro. He wasn't trying to hurt that man, bro. And I seen one time where he hit him like a good little 1-2. Once he hit him with that brick, it's like he stopped himself like, oh, I just hit him. I wasn't supposed to do that. And like backed up. I'm not saying that I kind of am saying it, but I don't want to say that he did it intentionally, bro. But it was so bad, bro. I don't never want to see another Charlo fight, bro. I don't. Yeah. That's just what it is, bro. I ain't trying to be too hard on Buddy or nothing, but even leading up to the fight,
yeah,
you know, he's known for his aggression, bro. Mm-hmm. He known for going off, and I'm not even saying like I'm not even saying that people can't grow. I'm not saying that, you know, you can't be humble this time around or whatever, but he was even humble in defeat. The only last time that he lost against Tony Harrison, bro, he cried tears, bro. He cried real tears, bro. That was about four years ago. He cried real tears. And I'm not saying he need to cry or nothing like that off of this loss, bro, but he was smiling, bro. He was happy, bro. Like, I never seen a man who previously was so prideful just 4 years ago now be so humble in defeat. Like, it just ain't make no sense to me, bro. And for that reason, and I ain't lose no money, I ain't bet or nothing like that, but for that reason and that reason alone, bro, I don't never want to see a Charlo fight again.
Emotional damage.
Hey, Sha, what you got? Well, you're gonna go down in the ninth round. What's going on?
I agree with Real not wanting to watch a Charlo fight ever again. I probably don't watch the brother fight either, because I don't know. The way their trainer is, I don't know. I don't know what the game plan was. I don't know if he just was scared. I don't know what it was, because that fight was weird. Because all he was doing is running around the whatever it's called. I can't think right now. When he's basically running around the whole time. I told him to run out the ring, but he didn't. I was confused. I'm like, I think he should have listened to what Fast Camp said. At least it would have been a better fight. He'd have lost. He got knocked out, but it'd been a better fight. He at least went out on the shield. Not look scared, because now nobody wants to see him fight Crawford. Now he lost money. Like he probably fought that for money, but now he lost money because of what he fought. Because now nobody wants to see him fight Crawford. Now I wouldn't pay for that. I wouldn't want to see it for free, to be honest. Yeah. I don't want to see him fight at all.
I'll watch him for free.
No, I'll
watch Crawford beat on that for free.
Nah, Crawford don't even want to fight him.
Yeah,
Crawford said he don't want to fight him no more.
I won't respect him.
It's not gonna bring no money at this point. He don't bring no money no more. That fight really dictate his value.
But I guarantee he'll fight Terrence Crawford different. He'll try to step on Terrence Crawford.
Yeah, because he's bigger. Yeah, he'll at least test it.
Oh man, he
only thing is what it is, bro. Because he's bigger than Canelo.
Yeah,
his walk around weight bigger than Canelo.
Yeah. Right.
When we seen him in the ring, he was bigger than Canelo.
Yeah, he was bigger. Yeah, he definitely was bigger than Canelo.
And he said it after the fight. He's like, man, I'm 175, man, but I ain't blaming the weight.
I ain't getting knocked out.
He and then trying to block and throw punches at the same time. Like, get out of here. I ain't messing with him, man. I'm not going to lie. That fight did make me very, very mad. Even more mad that he ain't get knocked out in the fourth round because I lost my money. But I couldn't take it, man, because I was like, dang, I really don't want to see him. I don't want the brother to fight him. And then I don't even want him to fight Crawford. I want Crawford to do something different now.
Like everybody on the panel saying, Crawford not going to fight him. Crawford came out and he was teasing him on Twitter. Right. He was like, come on, bro. You say you the lion. You're more like a cub. Why you running out there? Well, so like at the end of it, there you go. Nah, Simba had more heart than him. Even when
Simba ran too. Simba ran too.
But he came back.
But Real was saying, man, he was creating all the good angles, the good opportunity to strike and let his hands go. And he was just scared of the counters. He's scared of the counters. He's scared. Man, I don't know.
Oh man, he got a phone call. That must be Derrick James calling my man. that was Derrick James calling you, bro. He ain't back yet, but he was scared of the counters because you can clearly see it like in the fight where he would get a good combo off, and as soon as Canelo was about to wind up, he'll grab him. Like, oh, bro, just finish him. Just why you just don't finish him? It's easy money right there. And I told y'all, he ain't getting knocked out, but I told y'all this was the fight for Derrick James. More so, I need to watch and see what you're gonna do. Like, I told y'all about Frank Martin, I said he barely won that one. We all know what happened with Spence. And look at this one. And what's the common factor after the Spence fight and the Charlo fight is the first thing he said was, I ain't feel like myself in there. So what happened during training that made you lose yourself?
Right.
Right, correct. Correct. And your man Derrick James, he getting looked at a little different these days.
Don't do that, bro.
Real, he doing.
Can we really, bro, accredit this loss to Derrick James? The guy he's commentary.
All right, this,
bro, he got him going off in the corner. He's like, Mo, you not gonna win like this.
That's not coaching, and he definitely don't have no big influence on his fighters
because he didn't see see him executing the things that he see that he know he can do.
That's like the head coach though. Like it falls on him. You know what I'm saying? You didn't prepare him right. You didn't guide him the right way. If he's not listening, that's still on you. I get what you're saying. Like he wasn't executing, but then if you can't get your fighter to execute. You know what I'm saying? Like that's on you. It's from the top down for me. Like it's not just all on Charlo. You know, he came in with the wrong. He didn't give him a game plan. You know that he felt comfortable with maybe then. But whoever. But I just feel like it's definitely on Derrick James. It from the start, it's on Derrick James. You hate to see that, but it's definitely on Derrick because they just ain't got the right styles over there. He's not a top trainer.
But well, they've been elite. My bad. Go ahead, bro.
I do agree with you 1,000%, but I'm going to put all the blame on Charlo, all because of the fact he been boxing for years, or so he knew what he was faced with. As him boxing all these years, Derrick James can only do but so much. Once you get in that circle, Charlo knew what to do. He just ain't gonna do it. And his stock has dropped. Yes, Derrick James is hurting right now, but he been a top coach. He not in the ring. He can only train him the way that he has been training him. But as soon as Charlo got in that ring, man, he been boxing from a youth, a teenager. He been world champion, or so he knew what to do. He just ain't want to do it. And if I was Crawford, I would fight Charlo just to knock him out. Or not fight him. That's how I feel. Knock him out, Crawford. But just because.
Yeah.
He done took everybody's money, man.
This time he was there.
I think Derrick James knew he was scared too. Like that he should have pulled him out like they pulled Frank White out that pulled Frank out that Shakur fight. They should have pulled Charlo out that fight. He knew he was scared. He knew what was going on. I ain't no doubt in my mind. I knew Charlo told him, look, I'm just gonna come in here. And we're going to survive. We're going to get this money. I'm pretty sure that's what he told him.
Nah. Absolutely. That's not what happened.
He had
not
to.
What happened.
And all that what happened. Falls back on Derrick James, all because he didn't want to try.
This is what happened. Derrick James was split in between Spence and Charlo with the training. Remember, the fight with Crawford was happening at the same time. So the Charlo that he probably met was coming in there with the ego, like, yeah, we're going to knock him out. I'm doing it for big bro, blah, blah, blah. He was like, all right, cool. We're going to go out there and do it. And as the fight got closer and closer, like we always saying about the press conferences, you see Derrick James don't even talk no more. He's just like, we're going to have a good fight and go sit down. Like, he don't even do all that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Then Charlo got up there and he was like, yeah, he's a great fighter. He's one of the best fighters in the world. You know, like, it's going to be a good night. So that whole side was like, what's going on here?
But hold on though, Ricky. We said scared. So it'll be scared of what though? Scared of taking an L? Scared of being a meme? Scared of being knocked out? Scared of what though exactly, bro?
What
y'all think?
Knocked out.
Scared of getting knocked out?
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely. You know, he ain't been knocked out before. So, you know what I'm saying? He's been dropped. I definitely scared to get knocked out. You know what I'm saying? Scared to, you know, in this day and age, scared to be embarrassed. Scared of being a meme. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, but he wasn't scared of signing that fight and getting that $6 million.
He wasn't scared of that check, huh?
My bad. Would you say that one more time, bro? He said what he was scared of?
Yeah, like, again, we was basically saying, like, I mean, I heard scared a few times, bro, and that's definitely a possibility. But we were saying, like, scared of what, though? Like, scared of being knocked out? Scared of being a main? Scared of just taking an L to Canelo on a big stage? But bruh actually just said, though, he feel like he's probably scared of being a main.
I want to say he was scared of getting knocked out. I'm not sure. I can't recall seeing anything or hear anything about him being knocked out before, but I think he probably was scared of being knocked out. Because after when Canelo started coming in, explosive hitting that body, you kind of could see his timidness. And so I'm pretty sure that power was getting to him and then got to his head. It was like, look, he probably told himself he couldn't win. He defeated himself mentally. But I think he was scared of something. I don't know what it was, but you could just see the fear. You can see the fear.
Was Caleb Plant at the fight? I'm just glad to ask the question, fellas.
That definitely make me respect Earl. I mean, I've been had respect for Earl, but I think I came in, y'all was actually hitting on this. That makes me respect Earl even more, bro. Because no matter how hurt or sane he was, that man realized went right back at him, like, come on, and was upset when the ref stopped the fight.
That's
what we pay our money for. Not to necessarily say we pay our money to see him hurt, but we pay to see them fight. We pay to realize see them put everything on the line type of thing. And then this whole same stage, bro, they're supposed to be like this. I don't see how, because birds of a feather usually flock together, bro. That's a whole different breed right there.
Yeah, that is a different breed, but I think that's a whole different cloth, though, because, I mean, they've been, you know, maybe what, about 5-6 years, 7-8 maybe, I don't know, but they ain't really, you know what I'm saying, from the womb, you know what I'm saying, go back like that. They really not. Them dudes, you know, he just came over there. He was in, you know what I'm saying, the camp with his brother, then he kind of, so they ain't built all the same way. Earl is a beast, and you know what I'm saying, he show all types of heart. I think Charlo, you know, they talk tough, and they, you know, I've always said it before in past fights, like, dude, those were some big dudes anyway at 54, back when they were both at 54. So I always felt like they were cheating. I always felt like they were, like, you know, cutting weight, you know, and just to make it to 54, because they were some big dudes 5-6 years ago. So, you know, now that he came up, and like you said, he felt those punches, and I think he really was scared of getting caught with, you know how Canelo do, he line up that right hand and catch you with something you don't see, and go night-night. So, you know, there's two different cloths. Like, Earl is a real dog, win, lose, or draw. Charlo's, them dudes is bullies.
That's all they is. This is gonna fight smaller opponents.
Yeah.
Bullies at this point, they just got exposed for this fight.
I said he had the chance, just ain't do it.
Right,
he couldn't. He took the business decision. Knee. He was like, "All right, I'm gonna just chill right here. That won't hurt me." But again, man, I want to say we about to wrap this up, man. I want everybody to get their last words. This is your moment where you can, you know, tell us a little bit about what you got going on outside of just the show. So, like, with Fast Camp, you can tell us about your training. Steve, you can tell us about the gym and everything. Ricky, if you got anything. Ty, I know you do some stuff. Same thing for you, Rail. And we're going to start from Ricky and work our way on up. First thing, I do want to say this, though, before y'all go, man. I appreciate all y'all for coming on here. A few technical difficulties, but, you know, we made it work. I guess we're not going to start with Ricky, because as soon as I said technical difficulties, he had to go. So we're going to start with you, Fast Camp.
Fast Camp, boxing and conditioning. Holler at me if you need that boxing and conditioning. You know what I'm saying? Also, you know what I'm saying, a well-round boxing strategist. So just holler at me if you're trying to get that work in.
Steve?
I'm actually in Trinidad, a northeast. You come on inside, or don't cross the street, or just come in the gym. But it's a lot of good work here, especially during the mornings. A lot of daggone pros in here. I got a young kid that's 24. Light heavyweight. I'm not gonna let him fight no time soon. So other than that, everybody welcome. But if you come to Trinidad, please don't cross the street. Come inside the gym.
Hey, what's the name of the gym?
It's Tony Bell's old gym.
You got to go up some steps in order to get there?
Right.
I've been there before.
I've been there before. I sparred a dude they called the Monster back in the day. It was my first spar. They finessed me though, because the whole time he had like 10 fights. They said he ain't had no fights. It was my first I ain't gonna tell you how it ended, but nah, I ain't coming back.
Nah, don't pull a Charlo, man. You gotta go back.
I ain't one of them, bro. You know I'm messing with you.
Hey, Riggy, your phone, man. You disappeared. You gotta give us your last words right quick.
Just gonna shout out to Mo Payne. Brother got an upcoming fight coming up. And just want to thank Refuse to Lose for having me.
What's up, Ty?
I want to thank y'all for having me on here. I have a few last words. My last words, Penn State win, of course. We got Ravens going to destroy Steelers this week. My other last word is Muhammad Ali is greater than Floyd
Mayweather. I knew you were going to say that. Real?
Right. We believe you.
All right. One last thing I did want to share, though. The first time I ever heard about the Charlos or I ever read about them was in Genesis 4, Cain and Abel. I'm just playing. I appreciate y'all for allowing me to come on here, man. It's been a pleasure. Man, if y'all extend an invite again, I'll be happy to come back. Hey, he's not the monster, bro. That's not the monster. Look,
he's trying to bring a flashback.
I'm trying to tell you, Slim. Nah, I'm serious now. You better stop playing. But again, appreciate y'all for letting me on here, man. It was a pleasure.
Yes. Hey, bro. Fun, the invite is always there. Look, if you don't know now, the invite is always there when it comes to Refuse to Lose, especially when it comes to boxing. I told the fellas before we even had a boxing episode that this was the lineup that I wanted from the beginning. I'm glad it happened. I actually wish you was on it for the entirety of it, but you came at the right time. I actually got goosebumps thinking about this, man. It's crazy. But I want to say I appreciate all y'all. We got two coaches. We got two people who spar. Hey, my man fought one of them. What's the brother? Ricky, come on, tell me, man. You're not gonna tell me, man. It's all right. It's all good. He fought one of them when he was in elementary school, but it's all good. So look, when it comes to boxing, I just be a fan and I listen to y'all. That's it. And if you watch and Refuse to Lose, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure you become a member, because we got a members only section where y'all can cuss. And I'm trying to get y'all on there so we can actually have a real boxing conversation. So y'all can just let it loose.
Gotcha.
And with that being said, hey, producer, man, take us out of here, man. Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.